When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the beer store. I'm done with the election, folks. You got the government, you've got. I'll keep them on notice for the next 4 years. We'll all get along. It's a beautiful province, isn't it? When we come back, the beer store. That's something that gets my blood pressure boiling. We'll tell you why. And is it really a cartel, as the suggestion goes in the Toronto Star today? We'll talk about it next. It's Friendly Fire. Ryan Doyle sitting in solo tonight here on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. 7:45. In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. Ryan Doyle flying solo tonight. Happy to be with you on your Thanksgiving weekend. Hope it's a good one. Hope you're getting to where you're going this weekend safely. Should be a nice week for driving as well. Nice weekend for driving. A couple of nice days. A little bit of that summertime seeping into the fall, which is always a good thing. Makes you want to have a nice cold beer, doesn't it? I know it makes me want to have a nice cold beer, and I probably will be doing that tonight around 10:01. But there's a rather interesting story in the pages of the Toronto Star today, of all places. I would have thought this kind of conversation would be had in perhaps the pages of the National Post or the Toronto Sun. But they say this Thanksgiving weekend upon us, if you live in Ontario, chances are that you've been stocking up at the beer store. The beer store, for the few who have not had the pleasure, is one of three places where you can buy a six-pack in Ontario. And, of course, they talk about the LCBO, the Brewer's Own retail outlets, and the beer store, which is the biggest, accounting for approximately 80% of all beer that is sold in the province. And they talk about who the beer store is owned by, because it's not one of those places that's operated, owned and operated by the provincial government. In fact, it's wholly owned and operated by three multinationals: Molson Coors, Anheuser-Busch, which is Anheuser-Busch InBev, and Sapporo Breweries. Now, what you need to hear is that we're owned by Labatt Brewing Company, Molson Coors, and Sleeman's, and that's what they tell you at the beer store. But what is actually true is that we've got these multinational companies that are involved in all of this. Now, the Star goes on to a bit of a diatribe about the Coors family and about how Joe Coors was the Daddy Warbucks of the Republican Party. And they try to make this correlation that if you're spending money at the beer store, then you're really financing the Republican Party. That might be a bit of a stretch. But what they do emphasize quite well, as a matter of fact, in the pages of the Toronto Star, is that there is this cartel-like mentality where three companies get together. They get the green light from the province to set up shop, and then we are all suckers that have to go down there and buy them and buy our beer at these specific outlets, where we're pretty much held to their prices, we're held to their product, and we don't really have much other opportunity, and the key word being choice. It drives me up the bend that we have to go down to a place, pick up our beer when they say we have to, and that the selection isn't what it is in other jurisdictions, other provinces, and definitely down in the United States of America. And if you want to talk, you know, it's interesting, we talked about daddies and nannies and people looking after us. This is the biggest example of it there is. They do a great job with getting their message out about the fact that they ID under the age of 21 or under the age of 19 if somebody looks that way. And they get their message out about drinking and driving. But you can get those messages out in a private setup as well, where you have some choice. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk to Paul McKeever from the Freedom Party of Ontario. I know he's hot on this issue. I want to get his insight on this and see if he agrees with me that it's time to open up the market when it comes to the sale of, at the very least, beer. That's next on Friendly Fire. Ryan Doyle on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Fire is on. Now more with Ryan Doyle and John Downs on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Well, one out of two isn't bad. Ryan Doyle flying solo. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on at the airport after 8 o'clock tonight. Talk about people who need to have a firing happen, a mass firing at Pearson. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes' time. Right now we're talking about Jessica Warner's column in today's Toronto Star. Has to do with the what she describes as the cartel that runs the beer stores. One of those companies is Molson Coors, and she talks about how the corporation itself supports conservative candidates in the United States elections. They say since 1990, it has contributed $1.73 million to federal elections and campaigns. Of that, roughly 80% has gone to Republicans. And she asks the question, Shouldn't Ontario beer drinkers have the right to spend their money as they see fit? And if they must buy beer from the cartel, she says, they should do so with the assurance that the profits stay in the province and out of U.S. politics. That's not my big concern, although I can see how some in the newly minted Liberal Ontario might feel about it. My bigger concern is the fact that these companies are allowed to run a, you know, quintessential monopoly at the end of the day, or she describes it, a cartel, and get away with it when we don't really have choice. We don't have some sort of private model where we can all go at any hour of the day and go and buy a case of beer if we want to. Paul McKeever, Freedom Party of Ontario, I know you're a guy who's been championing this for quite some time. I'm going to guess you read this piece with a smile on your face.
Well, indeed, anytime I see the issue bubbling to the surface, as it were, I'm happy because it brings an important issue to the public. And that is, here's one small example of how the government is providing the three companies with a monopoly. It's technically not a cartel, because a cartel would be one where, you know, they collude together to prevent others from emerging. It's not so much like that. The government literally says, if you're not the Brewers Retail, the LCBO will not give you authority to sell beer unless you're selling it out of your own, a brewer can sell their own beer out of their own factory kind of thing. So this is a good to bring the issue to the higher profile. But this is a simple change. I mean, the public wants this.
Do they, Paul? Because, I talk about it and I get text messages and emails and phone calls, but you never see it become a big issue. I know Mike Harris brought it up way back in the day. I would guess it would be the first time around for Mike Harris he brought that up. Nothing was ever really done about it. Do people really have an appetite for it?
Well, they polled the people, and I think it's around 60% want it. But the most, the vocal minority are always carrying the day, and that's where the politicians will always run from the vocal minority. They're the ones who say, oh my goodness, they're going to be people, drinking in the streets, urinating in the alleyways, drunk all hours of the day, and et cetera, as though nobody can have a case of beer sitting in the basement at any time. It's that utter ridiculous, position, utterly ridiculous. But I think also it serves well the unionists and et cetera. Keep in mind, the LCBO sets the minimum prices even for the beers that are sold in the beer store. So the LCBO has, and it's the LCBO that gives authority to the beer store to operate. So there's a lot of layers of bureaucracy and trade unionism that's involved here. And I think anytime they see any part of their lock on the alcohol distribution system being compromised or being allowed to be subjected to any kind of private sector competition, they think, okay, my job's next, or my high and unjustified wage is next. My ability to take off Thanksgiving and most of Sundays is compromised if Joe can operate his convenience store and sell beer on Monday.
Is there room? This is Paul McKeever from the Freedom Party of Ontario. Is there room for a two-tier system almost, where you'd have private enterprise just being able to set up shop maybe in the convenience stores and a Brewer's Retail outlet?
No question. In fact, there's literally no difference. There's been, I think, a study done by the Convenience Store Association where they found that with other controlled substances like tobacco, the convenience stores are actually better at checking ID than the LCBO is at checking ID for alcohol. So we've already got the ID mechanism in place. There's no reason not to have convenience. And keep in mind, up north of Ontario, they've actually got combination stores already. You can go in, buy your milk, your cheese, your beer, your wine, your gasoline, all at one stop, because it's not efficient to have an LCBO or to have a beer store up there. So we already have, in Ontario, combined variety / liquor and beer stores. Anyone who says otherwise is not telling, it doesn't know what they're talking about. So why can we have it in the great North but not in the Great South? It doesn't make any sense, except that there's some interests that don't want to have any competition.
And I'm guessing one of the upsides would also be more choice.
Oh, absolutely. For example, there are brands made right in Barrie, for goodness sakes. Flying Monkeys Brewery, a niche brewery. They've got a brand that is being kept out of the LCBO, and I think by virtue of that, kept out of the beer store, because, the one bottle that they're selling is called Smash Bomb Atomic. Well, that's, I don't know, I guess someone thinks that will cause someone to drink more beer.
but it's just ridiculous, though. And you hear these things, these complaints about names and this, that, and the other thing, and nobody's actually lodged a real complaint. It's just these hyper-liberal sensitivities that keep legitimate products out of the stores.
Absolutely. And it's really hurting Canadian businesses. You know, the thing is, you've got companies that are trying to make affordable beers. You've got, in the meantime, the LCBO and the Liquor Control Act and those kinds of things saying, oh, no, you're not allowed to make beer affordable. You have to keep it high-priced because, guess what, the big competitors want to make higher profits, and they don't want the smaller guys who are trying to compete on price to come in and undercut them. Let's face it, for some people, they're not connoisseurs of beer. They just want a nice cold brew at night.
Sure.
And they want a lower price, and they should be able to get that, and that would help the Canadian economy because lots of good brewers in this province who would like to provide that beer to them, and vineyards as well.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Ryan.
Paul McKeever, Freedom Party of Ontario. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened at the airport today. What an absolute three-ring circus. I'll tell you why it's about time some people got fired. That's next. It's Friendly Fire with Ryan Doyle, John Downs. Well, John's not here, but I'll do some impersonations after. Right here on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.